Hey yo, dreams are still alive, they don't ever die. Close your eyes and imagine it right now. We gotta keep dreaming, we're giving life meaning, sticking clear of the lies. Hey yo, dreams are still alive, they don't ever die.
Close your eyes. To you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Lord, Savior, Master of all, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. That means that He, our Creator, has power over all, that all exists in Him and by Him. Everything lives and moves and has its being. That includes even the bad things in this world. They exist because our Lord and our Savior allows them to exist. He allows them to be here for a window of time to serve His purpose. If we, as the children of God, did not have to make a free will decision about the evil that we face and whether we will accept it as and yield to it, or if we will reject that evil and that falsehood and go for truth and seek that which is real, that which God intends and puts out there. You know, this is choice. Free will exists in this paradigm. You know, the way that the wheat and the tares can grow together is because the light and the dark exist simultaneously in this paradigm. You know, this is the stage for that. And have you ever seen a tug of war where you have two equally matched teams? You know, where on both sides, one is pulling to one side, the other's pulling to the other side, and they maybe put that little bandana right in the middle, and tie it on the rope to see who's moving it further in one way or the other. And the one that and because they're equally matched, the result of that is that if you put it's not going either direction. So if you put a 10-year-old on one side or the other, and they pull with just a little bit of force, it'll begin to go in the direction. And that's the same way with us in this dimension. Yes, of course, God has power over all things. God has the ability, if He wants to wipe the whole thing off the stage, in a second He can do that. That said, He allows for this almost like this balanced state in what it is that we face while we're here. He allows for this balanced state so that people can make a free will decision, that they can choose hell, or they can choose heaven. They can choose to follow the world and the world system, to serve themselves, to serve their own flesh, their own selfish desires, their greed, their lust, to be enslaved thereby. Or they can choose to love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and out of that love that flows from Him, to love their neighbor as themselves. They can choose that. God won't take away your free will choice, your free will decision. And along those lines, you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. I know sometimes people get upset about that, but look, you will receive the consequences of your choices, be they good consequences or be they bad consequences. But you can't choose the fruit. You can only choose what you sow. You reap what you sow. And it happens, universal laws. Look, there are universal things in place where it doesn't matter what you feel about them. It doesn't matter whether you agree with them even or not. They're going to be working regardless. And so the best thing you can do is understand what they are, understand how they work, and after you do that, then to line yourself up with that truth, so that you fall on the side where things will go well with you. You know, God doesn't... You know, it's ironic. Sometimes people, they act like God's trying to take away their fun. No, God, Jesus said in John 10, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He wants you to have the maximum life. But it comes on His terms. And it's going to be counter to what the world says and what the world thinks and what the world religious system in its many manifestations and its many forms, what it says and what it thinks too. Most religious people I find are quite miserable. Form of godliness that denies the power thereof and basically committed to a bunch of rules and regulations that they don't even know why they do them, as a form of social control. Look, there's a lot of things out there that are not your problem to fix. You know, that's one of my new catchphrases. It's not my problem to fix. There's a lot of things out there that are not your issue to fix. Now, if the Spirit of God compels you to engage in something, sure, go for it. Because in doing that, you'll carry out His plan and purpose, and you'll find a fulfillment in the assignment that He gives you. That said, there's a lot of evil things running around in this world. And, you are called just to walk in truth. You are called to be a standard of righteousness. You are called to do what God tells you to do and just leave it at that. See, for me, first of all, there is no I. I am in I am. There is oneness in and with the Spirit of God. When you walk with Christ Jesus, the fulfillment of His prayer in John 17 is that they may be one in us, one in the Father, one in Christ Jesus. There's no separation. When you step into that place, filled with the Spirit of God, overflowing, you and Him are one. There's no separation, no division, no issue between you and Him. When you're in that place, it's a beautiful thing. There is no problems. There are no issues. There's peace that flows like a river through your soul. It is available to those that walk with Him. It's available to those that trust Him. I know some of you right now, you just even saying, where's that peace? You know, what's going on? Can't you see what's going on in my life? Look, separate yourself from the temporal issues. Every person in this life guaranteed is going to have trouble. Jesus said, in this life you will have trouble. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. Jesus, the same Jesus said, while He was being hounded, while they were going after Him, while they wanted to take His life, the same Jesus talked about peace in that context. And He said, look, my peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. God gives and grants His peace to those that are in oneness with His Spirit. Yes, yes, yes. Oneness with the Spirit of God. It is a beautiful thing. See, this is why, again, back to the error of religion. The error of religion is that they put God on one side and you on the other. God is over there, and you are somewhere over here, this miserable little wretch of a person. Woe is me, all these terrible things that you've done. But thank God for Jesus, because thank you for saving me, and because I am such a wretch. A realization of who you are apart from Christ Jesus is healthy in that one moment. And that's it. From that moment that you go forward and you realize what you have in Him is oneness with Him, is consummation with Him. You know what they do? You know what they do? They let you know your separation from God, and then they do everything in their power to keep you separate from Him for your entire existence on this earth, till they can harvest your soul after you die and take your soul straight on a grease pole to hell. You know what? How many people out there... Because Jesus said, many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, Didn't we do this and that in your name? Matthew 7, if you look at the scriptures. Didn't we do this and that in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I don't know you. They think they know him. They do all kinds of stuff in his name, charitable works and good things and power encounters and all of that. But they're not consummated with the Spirit of God. They're not in oneness with the Spirit of God. And the byproduct of that is separation from him. The byproduct of that, you know, you can do something based on your own personal agenda, your own personal initiative, your love for the world, your love for self, but you can do something that seems really nice on the surface. Tons of people do that. But the motivation is not being led by the Spirit, i.e., out of a knowing relationship with God where God flows into you and then he instructs you and you go in that particular way. No, you can do all of that based on your own selfish intention. When you go into eternity, it's revealed for that. And it's lost, it's burned up, because the source of it, the foundation of it, is corrupted. Anything that is not in connection with the Spirit of God is corruption, is broken off from the true vine, the pure source. So, you know, without that connection to the pure source of life and truth, well, what do you have? You've got a distortion. The world creates monsters on that. And then, because they understand part of, you know, the evil that's intrinsic in that, they have to then doctor it up for themselves, by each other, get group consensus, pat each other on the back, give yourselves a bunch of awards, tell each other that you're okay, embody each other with accolades, and say, this guy's great, and we approve of him in society, and can't you see all these things that he's done? And so this guy here, he's got it all cranked up, and then other people in society, because they want to be approved of by men, they do the same thing, or they look to do the same thing, enslaving and being enslaved, and all of it is a waste. All of it is a waste. It's a waste of your time, it's a waste of your energy, it's a waste of your resources, it's a waste of you. Would to God that some of those people would have had 20 minutes of life, that they would have actually been alive, that they would have actually been a real person. But they exist for their entire life in the illusion, and they close it out in misery and in sorrow and alone, because the phone does stop ringing. In a world that looks towards youth and blood and pleasure and sex and violence and all of these things, they don't have a place for the wisdom of the age, for long-standing truth that doesn't change. The world system wants to distort all of that. The world system wants that out. You know, you can save yourself years of life mistakes by spending a couple of hours talking with a very wise elderly gentleman or elderly lady that is willing to share what they've learned over the experiences of their own lifetime, the good and the bad. You can save yourself a ton of life lessons and mistakes just by going and spending some time with them. Why? Because they've already been through it. And so rather than you having to reinvent the wheel, spending some time with some people that love you, love God, walk with him, know his voice, know his spirit, know what he's saying, and do that which he tells them to do. Boy, isn't it nice when you get a chance to be around people that have lived a little bit longer and know that which God has instructed them to do, and know that which God has instructed you to do, and desire to see that manifest in your life. Oh, it's a blessing. But yes, there is a balance allowed for in this world that God allows to exist here. And, you know, even right now, as you see wickedness ramping up, even right now, as you see evil ramping up and the powers of darkness being allowed to do what they do, at the same time, there's something else that happens with God's people. We, the people of God, are equipped for more. We now shift into a dimension where the free flow of the Spirit of God escalates in us. It's an uprising of spirit that takes place because, again, God will have a witness in the earth. God will have a witness among the nations for what is true and what is truth. God will have his say in what's going on. And those that live in this delusion that they believe they can put out the light, that they can stamp it out, oh, no, no, no. It shines brighter and stronger till the coming of the full day. And it shines through God's people. This is again back to the fact he is God and they are not. And you are one in him, so his light shines through you. You, as a child of God, his light shines through you. So be who God made you to be. Don't apologize for it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about how you might come off. Because, you know, people have a really hard time with those that choose to live in truth. Look, if you choose to follow Christ, the world is not going to be your friend. It just doesn't work like that. They may sometimes be nice to your face, but yes, they have their agendas, they have their motives, they have a lot of other things that when they look to you, that they wait for that knife. But you know, the thing is too, is that God gives his people wisdom. And you know, the irony is too, for me, is that by and large, because God gives wisdom and discernment to his people, especially with time, as we continue on in this thing, when we're learning and understanding a lot more and God's revealing a lot more, for me, there's so many contexts and so many situations where I go into, and I know what they're thinking. I know where they're coming from. I can see right into the core of their being, because God makes it plain. When light is shining through you, you see what's hidden in darkness. But they don't realize that you see it. But you know what we do is we continue on. In a lot of situations, God has us continue through because at times some of them maybe will turn around, maybe will fall under conviction, maybe will realize, like Paul and Stephen, earlier known as Saul, there is that window that they may be turned around, and God is using your encounter with them as part of that process. And then for a lot of the rest of them, he's allowing them to fill up their cup, to solidify in themselves their eternal choice of who they are, what they're about, and their eternal destiny. See, people make choice. You know, sometimes people get upset and they're like, here's one. How can a good, loving God send people to hell? There's a misunderstanding of even what it is. Look, every person gets in themselves the eternal reality of the manifestation of who they are when they leave this life. They get that in themselves. They get to go to exactly where they've chosen to go. Exactly where they... what's their desire of their heart? What did Jesus say? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Wherever you've invested yourself, that's where your heart is. Where's your heart? That's where you go. You go to the desire of your heart. You receive in yourself the desire of your heart. If you don't want the kingdom, if you don't want the Father, well, then what makes you think you're ever going to have Him? He honors your free will choice. And if that choice is eternal separation and darkness and everything else that comes with it, well, that's what you chose. What are you getting mad at? You got what you asked for. And if you are asking for Him, if you're asking for light and truth and seeking His will and the manifestation in that, you will have that. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. If you don't ask, you won't receive. You don't seek, you won't find. You don't knock, and the door will not be open. So, yeah, within you, you have the ability to choose. If you don't like the context of what your life is right now, go within and pray and offer yourself up to the Spirit of God and say, Lord, here I am, 100%. All of who I am is over to You. I turn it over to You. Thank You, Lord God, for dying for me, for saving me. I desire to be one in You. I desire to walk with You. I desire to know You. I desire to be what You made me to be. Please lead and guide me into all truth. And I turn myself over for that. Allow me to live the abundant life that You desire that I live. And be in that. You know, you gotta learn to turn off that chatter too. That soul man that will speak and speak and speak and speak and speak and never stop. Exist in I Am. Exist in that place of stillness with Christ. And from there, then make your decisions. Make your choices. God will lead and guide you into what it is that you need to do this day, according to His plan and purpose for you. Yes. So on the external, things, of course, are getting interesting. Of course they are. Of course the stuff going on in the world is interesting. Sure. And challenging and stretching. And you know, along those lines, God does need to allow even certain experiences into our lives to stretch us, to test us. He allows the context of what you end up going through to shape you, to chisel away at you, to chip off pieces. But He knows what He's doing with you. He's revealing His purpose in and through you. So don't worry about the situations that you face. Don't worry about the difficult nature of what they are and what they end up becoming. Don't worry about them. In every situation you're in, give thanks. In every situation that you're in, praise God. In every situation that you're in, allow Him to reveal that which He desires to do in and through you. If you focus on the externals, you're never, ever going to be at peace. But if you go within and you allow the Spirit of God to take you within, you're going to be all right. You are going to be all right. It's a beautiful day. Go outside, take a look at the sun. Wherever you are, if it's a night, go outside, take a look at the night. Look up at the sky, look up at the clouds, look at the trees. Praise God that you have breath in your lungs this day. Praise God that you have the ability to know Him, that He's revealed Himself unto you. Praise God that you have the chance to be about His purposes in this life. Look, the second that you leave this life, it's done. Everything that you could have done or been a part of, all of that is over. It exists between here and eternity. When you're done here, this is it. This is your window to be about the kingdom purposes. This is your window to stand strong in the truth and in the reality of who God is in and through you. You don't got to worry. You do not have to worry about anything. Look, He promised He'll take care of you. He promised, you seek first the kingdom, and whatever it is that you need, God will take care of it. Do it. What else are you going to trust? Who else made you? Who else created you? Don't you think the one that made you is also the one that's able to sustain you? Is able to lead and guide you? Is able to give you the wisdom to be able to go through? And if you face a difficult circumstance, if you face a difficult situation, don't you think that He's also able to show you the way through that? Oh, don't accuse. Please, don't accuse. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you out there, you go through some of those tough times. You're like, God, how could you let... What do you mean? First of all, a lot of these situations, people are reaping what they've sown. God told you don't go right. You went right. You got a flat tire. And now as a result of it, you're getting mad at God for getting a flat tire. He told you not to go right. When you do what God tells you to do, in yourself, you will receive the blessing that life is in following Him. When you choose not to, there are consequences. Now, we said this before, when everybody in this life suffers, everybody in this life goes through. We do. But the difference is, those that suffer for righteousness, those that suffer for following God, those that suffer for doing what the will of God is, that suffering doesn't last for that long. And it has eternal benefit. It has eternal reason for going through that. Whereas when you suffer for doing your own thing, for trying to have your own way, for following your own purposes, when you suffer for that, it's just you. And that suffering goes on for a long time, and there's no benefit. There's nothing good that comes out of it in the end. That's the kind of suffering that the world does. So, alas, if you're going to go through because you're following Christ, doing what He told you to do, and He's allowing for that, because there's a blessing in it on the other side. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. As they would say, keep on keeping on. Hey, we'll catch up again really soon. Oh, and drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys, especially you new guys out there. I know there's a lot of new people listening in these days. Drop us an email. Say hi. Don't worry. We'll be nice. So, most of the time. All right, now I'm kidding. All right, hey, God bless you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.